Thank you, Roy. And now back to the news.
I'm delighted to say that we end this week with three cheerful stories. First, we have news of a romance between an arthritic penguin and a zookeeper. Norwich and Sheffield are joining forces to try to retain their crowns as the top beer brewing cities in the UK. And we have news of a fantastic initiative by Age UK to help older people to help themselves.
A budding bromance between Dippy the arthritic penguin and his keeper Dave is the talk of the Great Yarmouth Sea Life Centre. Dippy arrived a year ago when his long-term home on the Isle of Wight closed. And at 20 years old, he is the senior bird. But while most of his friends have paired up, Dippy has proved to be more of a people penguin, and one person in particular. That person is 57-year-old aquarist David Warriner, and he gets an enthusiastic braying call and then a swift waddle for a friendly tickle. "I've developed a bit of a soft spot for him," said Dave of Farrows Avenue Caister. "It's the way he lifts his little wings so I can tickle him." Dippy is one of 15 Humboldt penguins at the centre. Humboldts have reduced to an estimated 10,000 pairs in their native Peru and Argentina, mainly because of overfishing.
Leaders in beer from the best brewing cities in the country joined forces this week as the chairman of Norwich City of Ale visited Sheffield in a bid to retain their crowns. Named the top two friendliest cities in the UK in the Co-op 2017 survey, Norwich and Sheffield were also the only two cities in the country to make the Travellers Today Best Cities in the World for beer last November. With the National Winter Ale Festival fast approaching, Phil Cutter, landlord at the Murderers, will be stocking a new range of beers brewed in Sheffield but made from Norfolk malt. While Sheffield Beer Week and Norwich City of Ale have their differences, as you'd expect from two contrasting cities, there are many similarities. Both extol the benefits of beer and aim to increase footfall into local pubs and encourage visitors from outside the region. Both have a strong educational ethos, aiming to enhance knowledge of beer and brewing and to encourage greater diversity and more to try our national drink. Norwich City of Ale launches on May the 25th this year.
This item is contributed by Pete Kelly. I wrote a bit last month about the increasing awareness that, to stay well, many older people need just a bit more support than is on offer from the overstretched services, and how volunteers with Age UK are out there doing it in a variety of ways. But older people can also help themselves. Sometimes they just need a bit of a push. Now, if that sounds harsh, I want to tell you about a fantastic initiative which the city-based Age UK Norwich has been trialling for the last 2 years to do just that. The groundbreaking Personal Independence Project has already made a difference to nearly 200 older folk and deserves to be better known. Coordinator Sally Thornton said, "What we can offer is simple, but has proven very effective. We provide up to 3 months of intensive help for someone who feels their life is slipping out of control for one reason or another and just needs some help to get going again. They might have experienced illness or had a bereavement. They might have moved to a new home, or for some other reason just can't, at the moment, do what they like to do. It might be something simple, like getting their appointments organised, or going with them to a new club until they can get their confidence." The service was set up 2 years ago, based on a pioneering scheme in Cornwall, and works with GPs and other health professionals who refer individuals who they think might benefit from the charity, potentially keeping people well and out of hospital. So it's a win-win for everyone, and right in line with the cutting-edge thinking on prevention. It's important to stress that this is the city-based Age UK Norwich, so it can only work with people who are patients at one of the city surgeries. It's being funded imaginatively by the Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group, the local doctors' organisation. Miss Thornton said, "What we need now is to boost awareness. I'm an Age UK trustee and I've seen this is really changing lives. So you can reach Sally Thornton on 01603 496 382. Who call her or call her colleague, personal independence worker Rachel Larter, on 01603 496 383.
We now have a third short feature. St Peter Hungate is a former parish church in the centre of Norwich. It currently houses an exhibition about the parish, and Rowan Mantell wrote about this for the Evening News. Here is Roy Townsend again to tell us more.